Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure. And those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already during the hour or any other time and you came back anyway, I appreciate that very much. Terry Neese came back anyway. It's amazing, folks. These people keep coming back. It can't be me. It must just be you. I know that's what it is. They can't wait to talk to you, and they know they're so proud of you, small business owners. They don't know what to do. They know how hard you work. They know what a great contribution you make to not only to the marketplace, but to our entire society, and not just to the United States, but around the world. And somebody that I know holds you in very high regard is our good friend Terry Neese, who's the president and CEO of the Women Impacting Public Policy Institute, the founder of WIP itself. And our good friend Terry, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning.
It's good to have you here, Terry. Okay, this is National Business Women's Week.
Happy National Business Women's Week.
How about that? Now, see, I've been asking the ladies. You're the seventh lady that I've had on this week already. As you know, we actually like lots of, we have lots of lady of women guests on the show. Well, you're the seventh one this week in 2 days, and that's not necessarily because of this week, but I've been asking all these women, how come you get a week? Guys don't get a National Businessman's Week.
Well, you just have to get a bigger voice and make sure you get your own week.
We don't have a WIP. We don't have a corresponding men's. We don't have a MIP. That's what, well, that wouldn't sound right, would it?
MIP. Well, we could start one of those.
A men impacting public policy.
Absolutely.
We have to change the acronym, though. MIP just doesn't quite get it.
That sounds good to me. Of course, you know, all you guys can just join us, and then we'll all be more powerful. Our voices will be heard farther and farther.
I agree with you, and of course, as you know, I often do, and love to do it. Have a good time when I'm with you folks at Women Impacting Public Policy. What does the National Business Women's Week mean to you?
Well, I think it's a week for us to pause and think about where we've come from over the last few years. And, you know, I've really been reflecting with the 2006 elections almost on us about our voting rights. And just a short 86 years ago, women didn't have the right to vote.
It's, you know, when I think back, Terry, on how far we came into the 20th century without women being able to vote, it still blows my mind.
It is truly amazing. I just don't think we pause long enough to really think about what's happened over the last 85, 90 years. It's really phenomenal.
Well, think about a war was fought over what at that time was probably maybe, you know, people not to you know, disrespect or anything, anybody, what was, you know, a very small percentage of our population, when 50%, you know, didn't have the right to vote. I mean, it amazes me that it took that long.
No, it really does amaze you. And I want to encourage your listeners this morning, your audience, if they have not seen Iron-Jawed Angel movie, they need to rent Iron-Jawed Angel. Hilary Swank plays the lead in this movie, and it is about the trek that women were on to get the right to vote. And it is an amazing movie. You will shed some tears watching these women lobby for their right to vote. And if there's nothing else I can do on this program this morning, Jim, it is to encourage the audience, men and women, to go rent that movie. I received the Iron-Jawed Angel Award in Washington, D.C. a few months ago, and I had not seen the movie. And after I received the award and came home and watched the movie, I just boo-hooed. It is unbelievable what they went through. And every woman and man should use their right to go to the polls November 7th and vote.
You know, Terry, I heard what's the poet? And for some reason, I had her name a second ago, and the lady poet that spoke at the Office Depot conference. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, she said that she talked about the people who have already paid for her. Her ancestors who paid for her,
mm-hmm.
You know, those women paid for you to have the rights that you have, didn't they?
That's right, they did. And you know, a couple of these women died.
Maya Angelou. I'm sorry, Maya Angelou is who I was trying to say.
Maya Angelou. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Women died for us to have this right.
Mm-hmm.
They stood outside the White House in rain, hail, sleet, and snow. You know, it's just amazing what they did to make sure we had the right to go vote.
Stand by, Terry. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're right back with Terry Neese right after these messages. Stay with us. It's 20 till. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and it's all there for you for free, thanks to me and my organization and especially our outstanding corporate partners. I hope you'll thank them for the support that they show to you and me and do some business with them. Terry Neese is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, one of the people I admire most in the world. She works so hard, not only for women, although she's clearly one of the top women in the women's business environment. But she works for all small business owners. And Terry, and for all that you do for small business and especially for women, we thank you.
Well, thank you, Jim. And, you know, I was just thinking as we were on break there that it's really nice to have someone like you as a small business advocate that understands what small businesses go through every day and to honor men and women in small business as you do each day on your show. Thank goodness that we have people like yourself that step up to the plate and give us a mouthpiece here to talk about what we're doing and what our role is in life. And congratulations to you for setting this week aside for National Business Women's Week.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate you saying that. My microphone is always your microphone. Terry, you've got a new project coming up, Power Tools for Women Business Owners. What's that all about?
I do. I actually just finished writing a book that will be a guide to effective grassroots networks. And the power tools for women business owners we're going to roll out in 07. We'll do 5 or 6 of these around the country. And what we want to do is to help educate women business owners and budding entrepreneurs on how they can grow their businesses by becoming politically savvy. So this is an educational series that will focus on how grassroots advocacy efforts can pay dividends to your business, how to testify before state and federal congressional committees and why that's important, how to articulate your views by writing letters to the newspaper editors and writing opinion editorials, and how do you get your business message out before the media and the general public.
It'll be a jam-packed one-day event. Will you share that information and that progress, that education with my audience?
Sure.
Over those five days, let's stay in touch as we do, but let's make sure that we know about the dates and that we'll give you guys some airtime to let people know about that. Because as you know, Terry, when I first started doing this show, part of my charter was to have anywhere from 10 to 20% of the programming about public policy, small business public policy for men and women or whatever. And so that's the kind of stuff that we want to know about. I want all small business owners to be more involved in the political process, because Terry, what I tell them is we can either get involved and tell our politicians what we want or take what they give us from people who can rightly assume that we don't care.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. I have always said that if you run a business and you're not involved in politics, then politics will run your business.
That's right.
And so it's critically important for our organization to remain bipartisan. We're a very bipartisan organization, but it's critically important that all business owners are involved in public policy and setting the tone. I continue to say that our elected officials are paid by us. Mm-hmm. They're really our employees. I mean, mm-hmm. we pay their salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that we let them know what they are doing that is helping our businesses grow and what they are doing that doesn't help our business mm-hmm. grow.
We've got to do that. Terry, speaking of your organization, give us the website and tell us about it.
It's www.wipp, as in public policy, .org. And if you're on that site, then you'll scroll down to the left-hand side and you'll see the Women Impacting Public Policy Institute that will then take you to Power Tools for Women Business Owners and
right.
the other programs we're doing.
What is the cost of being involved in that day?
We're looking at, we don't have this set in stone, but we're looking at a $95 program fee that would include lunch and just powerful grassroots advocacy training mm-hmm. and deep media training. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of high-caliber folks on board that's doing some of this training, Public Strategies, Inc., which is one of the largest grassroots advocacy groups in the country, will be teaching the grassroots advocacy part of the morning. And then in the afternoon, Fleshman Hillard, which is one of the largest media firms
right.
in the
They're
world.
They're friends of ours.
They will be doing the training for media in the afternoon. So
and
we're,
where are the
we're
five cities?
Thrilled.
Where are the five cities?
We don't have this in stone yet either, but we're looking at Florida, not sure where yet.
Uh-huh.
Washington, D.C., Chicago, uh-huh. San Francisco or San Jose area,
mm-hmm.
Dallas, Texas.
Right.
And then we'll probably do something around the Phoenix, Arizona area at New York City, Philadelphia.
Right. Okay. Well, that's about eight.
Yeah. We're toying between five to eight.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, it needs to be done, and of course, you're going to really encourage small business, women small business owners especially, but is it just for women?
No, men and women, Power Tools, it is Power Tools for Women Business Owners, but hey, we always welcome men to join us and
well, you gotta have a token guy there at least, don't you?
Absolutely.
To make it legal. Otherwise, it's not legal.
That's right. And Jim, you're invited every time we do these. So
stand by,
we'll
Terry.
We'll make sure you know where we are and when we're doing these.
Terry's working really hard, folks, for the women in Afghanistan. We're going to talk about her work there when we come back after these messages and maybe a little bit of politics. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese, the president and CEO of the Women Impacting Public Policy Institute, the Women Impacting Public Policy Institute, and that's at WIPP.org. I encourage you to check that out, and Terry is one of the world's leaders in women's business ownership, helping women to put their best foot forward in the marketplace on so many different levels. She's a business owner. She has been a politician in the past. She's just a great resource for all of the whole country, not just for women. And Terry, again, for all you do for so many, we thank you. I know you're working hard on this Afghanistan women's program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we want to bring 20 to 40 women business owners from Afghanistan to the United States for education, mentoring, and shadowing. We have partnered the WIPP Institute with a couple of universities, and we'll provide business basics curriculum, kind of a mini MBA program for these women. And then we'll match them with women business owners here in the United States for some mentoring and shadowing opportunities. We had incredible women business owners from Afghanistan apply to be in this program. We had 118 women business owners apply. And the State Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development and the ambassador of Afghanistan selected about 40 women to participate. So we're excited about the opportunity.
You've been trying to get over there, though, for a few months, haven't you?
I have. Actually, we had a trip planned in May, and that was postponed to yesterday, October 16. We were supposed to fly over to Afghanistan, and we've postponed that again. But hopefully one of these days I'll be able to go over and
what,
see
what
for
is
myself.
What is the holdup?
Oh, I think there's security concerns. We were also taking a little trip to a couple of provinces outside of Kabul, and I think that was just a little too risky. So I think we need a little bit more time to go by. Hopefully Afghanistan government will become more sound and more secure, and when that happens, I think the State Department will feel a little safer about taking civilians, women civilians over so we can really spend some time on the ground.
As someone with a global perspective on women's business issues, what do you think about what has happened in Afghanistan and Iraq with regard to women?
You know, it's truly amazing, Jim. 5 years ago, women were not allowed to walk outside their home without a male escort. And if they did so...
In Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan. And if they did this, they were stoned and killed in a sports stadium. Little girls were not allowed to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, girls are allowed to go to school. Women are allowed to walk outside their home.
Own businesses.
And allowed to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And we were pretty stunned with the applicants that we received. I mean, these applications were completed in perfect English and submitted to us over the Internet. And many of these women certainly are in arts and crafts. They're also learning beauty today, and so they're delving into beauty academy and those kinds of things. Several of them are starting their own construction companies and getting in on the reconstruction efforts in Afghanistan. So the growth there in the last 5 years is incredible, and the Afghanistan economy is really a virgin market. There's a lot of opportunity. If someone wanted to go to Afghanistan and start a business, there's a lot of opportunity there.
Well, the you know, let's just all pray that they get their difficulties straightened out. It's a tough place to bring into the 21st century, that whole region, isn't it?
It is, and you know, if we teach entrepreneurship and democracy in these countries, and especially to women, then I believe we'll have a safer world. You know, the Afghanistan Constitution calls for 25% of their lower parliament to be women.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure that they are educated and they are prepared to lead and be in the parliament.
When goods cross borders, armies don't.
That's right.
All the things that you said promote that, and I appreciate the good work that you're doing there. Keep up the good fight for those ladies over there in Afghanistan.
Yeah, we're really building peace through business.
Well said. Well said. Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen. Terry, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good day.
Okay. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.